What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Elite Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm here with my co-host, Anthony. And today we're going to be going over week 13, what happened, and then our predictions for week 14, Thursday night football game. We'll do our offensive defensive player of the week, some takeaways, and just some of the games. So let's get started. The first game I want to do, or the first thing I want to do, is our offensive and defensive players of the week. So my first one, I'm gonna go for offensive. I'm gonna say Kittle. He had about 181 yards and two touchdowns. So I think that's pretty deserving of offensive player of the week. You could also throw in like Justin Herbert, but I'm gonna say Kittle. And what's your offensive?
I'm gonna go another with the player of the week and Jared Goff. Getting the Lions your first win should get you an award anyway, and that's what Jared Goff did, throwing 296 yards and three touchdowns with a comeback victory. Jared Goff had to go 1 minute and 50 seconds left at the 25, had to go 75 yards on the field and did it. That's why he's my offensive player of the week.
And my defensive player of the week is TJ Watt. He had like 3.5 sacks, six tackles, and also a forced fumble. He did get AFC Defensive Player of the Week by the NFL, and he's also my defensive player of the week. And
I'm gonna go TJ Watt as well. He had probably the biggest impact of any player in the Rams and Steelers game. And I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he got in there on the conversion to force Lamar to have an inaccurate throw. So that's why TJ.
next, let's do our takeaways from this week. So things we kind of learned. So my first one, I said Lamar needs help. I mean, he threw four interceptions last week. I'm pretty sure he got a few this week. So Lamar definitely is not as good as he was at the beginning of the season. I think Lamar needs to step it up. And then my other takeaway, the Chiefs are back to a Super Bowl team. They won what, like four or five straight. They just beat the Broncos on Sunday night, like 22-10. So that was a pretty good win. They played good. So, I mean, five in a row. They've made a comeback in their season. So I say they're a Super Bowl team. And what's your takeaways?
My two takeaways are Mike Zimmer will not be the Vikings head coach at the end of this year. Their season's basically over. They have a slim shot to make a playoffs, but it basically all fell to the door after losing to the Lions, the winless Lions. Mike Zimmer has been under the hot all along. The Vikings have not exceeded expectations with them. It seems like almost every up short. They're barely getting in the playoffs or coming up just short every single year. I think it's time for him and Kirk Cousins to move on from their teams. And my other takeaway is the Dolphins are back. They start off 1-7, but they've won five straight and gotten back to 6-7. And they have the Jets next week after their bye week, and they will easily get back to 500. It might be, I heard, saw a stat, it'll be the first time in NFL history a 1-7 team will make the playoffs, and I think the Dolphins could do it.
Yeah, the all right, so next let's review some of the games for this week. So the first game I want to do is Arizona and Chicago. I think Arizona, the reason I want to talk about this game is because Kyler Murray is definitely the best quarterback in the league. I think he would have won MVP if he didn't get hurt, but he's definitely gonna do good with the Cardinals for the rest of the year. I think they are the one seed. The best team in the NFC, them and the Packers, it's pretty close. But with Kyler Murray, they are almost unstoppable. They only have one loss with Kyler, and that was against the Packers. And then they lost the trap game versus Carolina, I'm pretty sure, like 27-10. And then Chicago, Andy Dalton is not very good. I mean, Justin Fields is coming back, but Andy Dalton, like four interceptions, and they did put up 22 points, but that was kind of like some of it was in garbage time. So I don't think Chicago is going to be good with Andy Dalton. And Justin Fields, he's been decent. It's just his O-line was bad, his coaching. I'm pretty sure he's just trying to find a guy as a replacement for Nagy. So once Nagy is gone, they get a new coach. I think he could help Justin Fields, but they should definitely not have Andy Dalton starting.
This game
And
was definitely not unexpected. I think everyone would think that the Bears would lose this one. And I want to say this real quick. Andy Dalton's four interceptions were not so scary. I watched a little bit of the game, and he didn't do that as bad. Two of his picks were tipped. One was picked off a screen pass to the running back. It was a great play from the D lineman. And the last, he got hit as he threw it. So four interceptions looks bad, but if you watch the game, he actually made some pretty good plays, avoiding some sacks with the Bears battle line. So, and give Andy Dalton some credit for staying in there on a rainy day. Not as bad as it showed on the stat book. And I think it was a regular game for the Cardinals. They did what they had to do to get a win against the Bears on the road.
Next, let's do the Chargers and Bengals game. The Chargers won this by a few scores, and they were winning most of the game until the Bengals came back around the middle of the game. They put it within like a few points. The Bengals, I don't know if they could. I said they would win the NFC or AFC North last week, but I don't think so anymore. I mean, it is a pretty good matchup, Chargers and Bengals. But Joe Burrow, he kind of struggles. Like he has like the same amount of interceptions as touchdowns this season. He has like 18 and like 19 or something like that. But Joe Burrow's kind of struggling. I mean, some other players had good games. Like T. Higgins did pretty good. And then on the Chargers side, Justin Herbert did really good. I think a lot of the reason he hasn't been succeeding this year is just kind of like, he's getting unlucky, I feel like. I mean, he's had a lot of drop passes and plays called back. So I don't think his bad games are that much. I think he's definitely one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And
For the Chargers side, I think it was a pretty good win. I didn't have a problem with their losses. I think they would always be a playoff team, and I think they should have on Sunday. They'll be just fine. It was a win or a loss. I still expect them to get in the playoffs. And for the Bengals side, the loss is not as bad as it showed on the scoreboard. I believe they lost by 16. The Chargers, they had some lucky plays. I believe Justin Herbert threw a 50-yard bomb and then just mossed someone. Like, that play will not happen every single week. And I think the Bengals had like two fumbles, like not even bro. I think like their Joe Mixon had one and one of the receivers had one that the Chargers took back and they end up scoring with their offense. So a couple of mistakes in the Bengals. I think both teams will be fine. I think both teams will make the playoffs.
And next, the game of the week, probably one of the best games this week. The Vikings and the Lions, and you're a Lions fan, so you got to be pretty excited. The Lions in their first game, I think Dan Campbell deserves this win. Jared Goff stepped up with like 2 minutes left, and they got that last second touchdown drive. But this is really kind of embarrassing for the Vikings. Like Mike Zimmer is definitely gone, as you said. Mike Zimmer, he cannot win a close game. I mean, he has a pretty good offense, and the defense is pretty good. But Justin Jefferson is kind of carrying that team. He's doing really good. But then for the Lions, as I said, Jared Goff, and they just played good. I think Dan Campbell isn't that bad of a coach, as people say. I think he doesn't have a lot to work with. And even though people are saying they shouldn't have got that win, they want the number one pick. Nobody wants to go down as a winless team, so at least get one win. I still think they'll be the number one pick, and then like the Jags or the Texans could be like the second and third, but I still think there's a one pick, and I don't think they're gonna win any other games this year. They might win maybe one, but I'm glad the Lions got that one win.
Since week one, the most points the Lions scored in the game was 17. In the second quarter against the Vikings, they had 20. That's a pretty embarrassing performance from the Vikings. I can't see how much players can survive that. Like Kirk Cousins, I think he's gone. Mike Zimmer is for sure gone. Most of their coaches, even their GM. I think they have to go full rebuild and build around Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson. And for the Lions, my Lions, 364 days without a win was pretty. Seeing that scoreboard hit three zeros and they finally won the game, that was just pretty awesome. It was a long year, still a long way to go, still five games left, but getting one win was pretty cool for Lions fans, players, and
Yeah,
coaches.
I would agree that the Vikings probably do have to rebuild. especially after this loss. They have so much talent on their team, which they could trade away for some good stuff. I mean, Justin Jefferson, there's a lot of talent wasted. Like Justin Jefferson, Eric Kendricks, Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook. They have just so many people just wasted by bad coaching. Their O-line is not very good. So they definitely need a rebuild. Next game, the football team versus the Raiders. The football team won that. And then, as we saw, the Raiders attempted that last second Hail Mary. And then they did not get it. So I think this is a bit of an upset. I mean, the Raiders, they won last week on Thanksgiving. So they did have a lot of resting time. So I think this is a good win for the football team, who's been on the come up lately. They beat some notable wins like the Bucks. They have been pretty good lately. Their defense has really stepped it up. Even losing Chase Young, they've still done pretty good. And
Oh, that was a pretty shocking win, a pretty shocking game. Pretty embarrassing for the Raiders. The Raiders had 10 days rest while the football team was on a 6 days rest. You think a team playing at home with 4 more days of rest would just win the game, playing a worse team with a worse record? But that didn't happen. Taylor Heinicke proving that he could easily be the starting QB next year. Everyone's basically writing him off when they were 2-6, but they've got a 4-game win streak right here, being some doubt. I think that was your best win yet. Like the Bucks were. Could have been a fluke. The Seahawks are rusty. But going into the Raiders' home field with a short week, or the Raiders had a long week and winning to get back to 500, they will easily make the playoffs. And for the Raiders, I don't know what's going on. It seems every year it's the same story, like you mentioned a couple weeks ago. And I don't think that they'll make the playoffs.
yeah, the Raiders, they have been struggling, and the football team is definitely on the come up, possibly seventh seed in the NFC. The next game, the Ravens and Steelers. This is kind of a really bad loss for the Ravens. They lost without getting a 2-point conversion. It was kind of a controversial move going for two when you have Justin Tucker, who's almost an automatic make for those extra points. They could have sent it to overtime. But I see where he's going. I mean, they're an aggressive team. They have Lamar Jackson. I think he did get hit as he threw it, so it was a little bit of an overthrow on Mark Andrews. But the entire game, I think the Ravens should have been winning. Like, they are the better team. So Lamar definitely needs to start stepping it up.
Yeah, I agree. The Ravens completely handed the Steelers the game. They were pretty much winning the whole entire game to like the last couple minutes of the fourth quarter. Look, when you're on the road, the rule is basically you should go for two, and you're at home. Let the crowd play a huge impact in overtime. They were on the road playing in a pretty good environment for the Steelers, and they were short on defense. Their coach said the injuries at corners had a play with them going in, electing to go for two instead of going to overtime because simply he didn't trust his defense. They were right there. If Lamar could have been on his feet for an extra second or two, I would throw Mark Andrews, they would be winning this game and they would pretty much be favored to win the AFC. A tough loss to them. I think Ravens will bounce back. They'll easily make the playoffs and still win their division. But for the Steelers, they're now right back into the playoff picture.
Yeah, all right, and that leads me to my next point. The Bills and the Patriots. The Patriots won in some crucial weather conditions. I mean, where they have like 50 mile per hour wind at one point. That was just ridiculous. And the Bills, I think Bill Belichick just coached an amazing game. I mean, Mac Jones only threw what, three passes, which I think was very smart, keeping the ball out of Mac Jones' hands, running it. They just ran it up the Bills' D-line, and they ended up getting some good plays. They had over 200 yards rushing, which I think is one of the I think it's like first or the most yards that the Bills have gave up this season on the ground. So that was a very good coach game by the Patriots. The Bills had a chance at the end. I mean, he had a touchdown to Dawson Knox and Stephon Diggs. So they could have won that, but just too many bad plays. So that's why the Patriots came out on top. And it was good that they kept the ball in Mac Jones' hands. And
Shocking conditions and not shocking outcome. I think I predicted the Patriots to win this game, and most of the world did. They're no longer contenders. It's simple. When that team throws three passes and they still beat you, it's pretty sad, especially if Josh Allen at your QB. The Patriots could eat to be the number one team in the AFC, and Patriots and Bills flipped. Like, the Bills are maybe a playoff contender, or the Patriots are easily Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, all right. The next thing I want to talk about, we got a little last week out of the way. So let's do our predictions for the Thursday game. So that is Vikings and Pittsburgh. The Vikings coming off an embarrassing loss to the Lions, and the Steelers coming off a pretty good win against the Ravens. So I think the Vikings want to win this more than anything. They need this win. I think if they don't, then their chances are super slim at the playoffs. I mean, they're just getting slimmer by the week. So they definitely need to win this. And Pittsburgh, they want to win this. Big Ben, he's not very good anymore.
I had the Vikings actually winning this game 26-21. Steelers got off a short week. Very old team with a very old QB. Vikings, they need to win more than anything. If they lose, I wouldn't be shocked if Mike Zimmer got fired by Friday. Everyone's job's in the line. When a coach's job's in the line, when it means a player's job's on the line. So I could see them giving full effort, 100%, trying to win this game, and that's why I had them winning against Pittsburgh.
And I forgot to do my predictions for that game, so I'm going to take the Vikings at 21-20. I think it comes down to the last quarter in a low-scoring game. So that's going to conclude the podcast. So thank you guys for listening. Tune in on our podcast for next week, our predictions in a few days. So peace.